This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Truly get involved, get engaged. Head over to MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell's made it easier for us to make money online. I mean, it's been a real bear for some of the more conservative shows, show hosts, if you would, to actually make revenue, pick up revenue online. Mike's made it easy. I'm not asking you for a donation. I'm asking you to go over and buy stuff. You need pillows, pillowcases, sheets, mattress covers, towels, all kinds of stuff, slippers. I mean, the holidays are coming up. Why not start now? I'm starting to see all the commercials for Christmas. My God, really? Already? Give me a break. Help me out here. Drives me nuts. Anyway, but there's so much to do. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe, gets you 30 to 70% off of whatever it is that you're buying up there. You need to go. You need to check it out. And I'm telling you. It helps everybody. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe. Everybody wins, I promise. All right. This guy, this stuff just makes me nuts. I talked about a little bit in the last section, whatever. And, by the way, today is Columbus Day. For those of you who celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day or something like that, why today, I have no idea. Absolutely none. You know, the great murderer, Christopher Columbus. All these stories they tell you. I'm not going to say none of them are true, but I want you to think about something. Right? The man didn't even really land here. He made a mistake. I actually joke about this on a regular basis. I joke about the fact that, you know, here's a guy, only in America. Can you miss the mark? I don't know how many of you know this. But the reason, quote-unquote, Native Americans are called Indians is because Columbus was looking for a faster route to India. And he screwed up. He didn't make it there. He made four trips across the ocean from Spain, right? He was determined to find a direct water route west from Europe to Asia. Never did. He stumbled on the Americas. He didn't discover the new world, really. Millions of people already, you know, it's really funny. They already lived here. People lived here. There were groups everywhere. You know, he may have discovered it from a standpoint. He discovered it for those that didn't live in the area. So, but to say that he killed millions of Native Americans, it is such a lie. It is such a way to discredit people that nobody wants him or anybody else to have credit for. Right? In the 15th and 16th centuries, like leaders of a bunch of European nations, they were putting out all kinds of money to have expeditions go abroad so these explorers could find great wealth, you know, gold and so much. And the Portuguese, well, they were the first to jump all over it. And he was no, look, again, he wasn't a smart man from a standpoint going, yeah, you know what, we can find a way. There is a way to go all the way across. There were other people who felt the same way. His crew got nervous. I mean, there was so much that went on, so much more that went on. And then people just want to say, you know, they came here, they made slaves of the Native Americans, end of discussion, he was a bad man, wiped them out because he brought, who knew? Right, that these diseases, these sicknesses would transfer so quick and so devastatingly. Who knew? Right? And he didn't, and again, he didn't land in North America, really. I think it was the Bahamas, didn't he? In that area. That's where he ended up. So it's like we should get the story straight. We should really know what we're talking about. That simple. The Italians didn't even trust him enough to give him money to come out here. Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. When Columbus died, he died believing he had found a new route to the East Indies. He just hadn't gone far enough inland to, you know, seal the deal, if you would. But to villainize the guy because of sicknesses, disease, and, you know, they'll read out of his diary. But there's so much more. They're very selective. I'm not going to do it now. I might do it someday, but I'm not going to do it now. This is where Kimberly's right. Do some of your own homework. Right? Step up and do your own homework. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. How long ago? Yeah, might be able to pull this. You know, Arnold Schwarzenegger, a guy that is not on anybody's side, whatever he believes to be truth is truth. And when he was on, I'm surprised if you didn't shut down, have camera malfunctions, and send him on his happy way. Schwarzenegger agreed with the idea of putting a fence up, putting up a barrier. You know, they asked him, like, because he was an immigrant, he was going to be all over this stuff. He was going to be on their side big time. Boy, did he surprise them. Yeah. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
Because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Oh my God, to have men like him again. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Come on, you've heard me say this a million times. And the way you do that is you get informed. That's the best way to do it. You just get informed. And then life gets better. Because when you fight these people or when you have conversations with these people, you leave them scratching their heads because they have no information. They're spewing exactly what they hear online or they hear from other nut jobs. They're not spewing anything with any real information behind it. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does from time to time. Try to nail her like every week to come on, but she's a very busy person. Extremely busy.
It's because I got involved.
Yeah.
We're doing some meat for. I've got no time for you.
I don't know what I'm talking about. Just ask the left.
Oh, my gosh. I know. I met a couple people this weekend. It was pretty funny here locally. And they're like, oh, my gosh, I listen to your radio show. I'm like, my radio show? I'm like, oh, Joe Messina. I'm like, oh, cool. Wow. Awesome. That's great. And they're like, we love you because you're, like, straight to the point. I'm like, yes, I am. Yes.
Oh, yeah. You have to be. Yeah, we were just talking about my guest in my first hour. We were talking about these rallies, celebrations across the country where you've got these young people celebrating for what's going on in Israel, right?
And
then you see the LGBTQ plus ABCDFG groups coming out, and they're like, LGBTQ for Palestine. I'm going, are you people that sick? Are you that uneducated that you don't know what they would do to you? You couldn't walk with that street, that sign through the streets of Palestine or wherever.
Not at all. And seeing you couldn't. You think the Bible is, you know, severe. Wait until you get in the hands of the Muslim crowd and you want to purport to be gay or whatever it is. You know, at least us Christians, we're like, it's between you and your God. Nope, not with Muslims. They take matters into their own hands. And then along with the squad completely mocking Israel and the those who got, you know, kidnapped or whatever, taken or abducted. It's mind-blowing, really, what's going on.
Well, the cult, look at, when we used to see serial killers, you see people that were extremely sick, and you'd watch them being interviewed on TV. My wife and I would say things, you know, there's no life behind the eyes. Look at them. There's nothing there.
Correct.
You can see the hate, the emptiness, or whatever you want to call it. Now you're seeing this in large groups of people. And I can't imagine the hate somebody has to have to rape a young lady, pummel her while she's dead or dying, then parade her through the streets, drag her body through the streets. I'm going, you've got to be, that'd be one heck of a possession, you know?
Yeah. No, at this point, that's pure evil. That's a depraved mind. That is psychosis. That is a mind that's completely taken over. And at that point, you really, there's no change. There's nothing. That's just emptiness. That's just pure. To me, it's almost a demonic presence, right? It is so bad and so evil. And I don't think people understand. And, you know, I talked to a mom's group, you know, we had a, you know, good chunk of moms there, you know, in the hundreds, on Monday. And just not saying that this is what's going to happen, but I'm just saying, or I just explained why you need to really watch what kids are looking at, including the news. Really shelter your kids. We definitely have always told our kids, but we kind of Reader's Digest version it. I don't know if half your audience know what a Reader's Digest is, but that means shortening down the version. Just kind of, hey, and what do you think about this, and how does it play into end time? And, you know, just talk to these parents, and I could tell there are a handful that are just like, okay, my friend, my children would not have friends then if I took their phone. And I'm like, you don't need to take their phone. Well, you say no social media. And I said, I don't say no social media. I said to limit it. And you don't need to have them be prey, right, for these predators that are just waiting to capture the minds of your young ladies, because this was moms and these were moms of daughters. But just kind of the attitude with some of them, the majority of them that were great in taking snapshots and writing down, you know, my points. But there was a handful that literally, you know, just didn't get it and didn't want to and thought that everything I was saying is so 1996 of you. And I don't know what else to do. But the point is to what you and I were talking about, this depraved mind, is that we are seeing, because of parents kind of poo-pooing what the experts say, you don't have to believe me. You can go and research for yourself. I just like to put it all together. But that we're raising not only a generation of entitled men and women, But we are raising a generation of sociopathic tendencies. And I know when I say that word, people freak out, and I apologize, Joe, you're probably going to get emails now. But what I mean is we're teaching, I don't either, it's like bring it. We're teaching them to not feel and not care and just to do, just be you and do you and screw everybody else's feelings and forget about morality. That's a sociopath. That's what a sociopath is.
Wow.
And you're not born that. You're born a psychopath, which that's few and far between. That always has environmental, meaning familial issues that go into making that. But sociopaths, that's what we are seeing. That's the depth of it. I looked at the DSM-4, and I'll be glad later in the show to go through what a sociopath is so you guys can understand.
Well, you should, because we talked about that before. And people will always, you know, I don't know why they wait, but they wait till you're off the show, or they send me an email later and say, you know, what does that really mean? I meant to ask. I forgot. It's like, just go ahead. Just tell people what a sociopath looks like.
Yeah, it's going to take a minute, and I'm going to get, I have a list that I want to read, so I just have to find
okay,
it,
well,
I had it.
We can do it after the break, because you'll have a longer time.
That'd be perfect.
You know, but
you.
I mean, I got so many, people sent me stories knowing you were coming on. One story is about a recruiter who was shocked by Gen Z interns' long list of demands, including not working more than 5 hours a day. Demanding of the boss now, right?
Yes.
Transsocial contagion, controversial study on fear-based rapid onset gender dysphoria. In other words, from what I read, some of these kids, they feel like they're missing out if they don't jump in on the train.
Right. No, that's what a fad is, people.
Yeah.
A fad. The description of a fad.
And now in California, a 12-year-old can decide whether or not they're being not treated properly at home and check themselves in to one of those, homes, foster homes or whatever. We'll talk about that more, too. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
Law enforcement is stepping up security even though there is no specific threats to New York following the Hamas attacks against Israel. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says the NYPD has increased patrols at synagogues and other areas of concern.
We're looking at those sensitive locations that we have already been aware of. We're looking at those communities where you have a large amount of visible Jewish population, like Williamsburg, Ballpark, out in the Rockaways.
This week, a vote is scheduled to determine the next House Speaker. Ohio Republican Jim Jordan and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana have both thrown their hat into the ring for consideration. The vote may take place as early as Wednesday. No winner in Saturday night's Powerball drawing, and that means things roll over. Tonight it's worth $1.5 billion. Dave Collins, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me just bring her on. I always appreciate her time with me. And you know what? You get great information. Use it. Make sure you understand it and use it. Anyhow, always a pleasure, Dr. B, to have you with me. You were going to tell us what a psychopath is, right? And don't put up a picture of me.
Okay, I'll take it down. Yeah, no, I have my list here of, you know, that I also go to see or go to. So they really, so people need to understand that it's ASPD is what they call it, and it's antisocial personality disorder. And I've talked about this, that antisocial, you know, you say that and parents or people are like, oh, I'm very social. It's anti-society is what you need to understand. Anti-society. It should be called anti-society personality disorder. And basically, it's just a failure to, well, here are the things, failure to conform to social norms concerning lawful behaviors, right? What do we see all over California? Those are sociopaths, the ones that break in, right? And they know they can steal up to, what, $950 or whatever, these snatch and grabs.
Yeah.
That's a sociopath. That is what you're seeing. And, you know, I've heard them, well, we're owed it. And it's like, whatever you want to say. You know, as they have their, you know, Starbucks in their hand, you know, we want extra rights. Okay, you have Starbucks. And, you know, go to Hamas. Go join them. They'll be happy to show you. But, yeah. So the next thing is deceitfulness. So just being super sketchy and deceitful repeatedly, and it's kind of when it becomes your character. It's not just a lie. Don't think that I'm calling all of your children, you know, sociopaths. It's continued lying, and to hide it, it's pathological. It's just deceitfulness. It's hard to explain, but it's It's just an air about them not listening to that conviction, not listening to that right or wrong, you know, that piece of you, that that conviction, that part of you we listen to, that instinct. Impulsivity. And again, this is, you have four or more of these. I should totally preface that. It's not that you just have one or two. You need to be at least age 15 because it's when it solidifies. So 15 on up. And don't tell me we don't see this. Irritability, aggressiveness, people who just pick on, either, you know, gaslight people all the time or physically, you know, try to bother people. Have no regard for others or the safety of others. Consistently irresponsible, and they don't want to honor financial obligations. Lack of remorse. This is the one that I see all the time with this cyberbullying nonsense with teenagers.
Right.
Lack of remorse, an inability to feel guilt because, why, Joe? We've talked about this. We rescue them. We don't allow them to figure out how to cope. Yes, we can come alongside them, but we don't allow these kids to feel guilty anymore. We're like, oh, let me make it right. I'll go talk to that principal. I'll go talk to that teacher. I'll go set that parent straight. No, they messed up. You know, they messed up. They need to feel guilty. And when you don't do that, then they don't have remorse anymore. And they lose their inability to feel guilty, and they just think that they are entitled to do what they want and say what they want. And if someone affects that, or someone assaults them verbally, or heaven forbid, snaps back at them because what they're doing is wrong, right? Like you and me, we're always telling people, look, here's the right thing to do. And this three or more, four or more of these is sociopathological behavior. And this is what we're seeing. I just see it right alone in the lack of remorse and the inability to feel guilt because of what I see parents do in rescuing our kids.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, I mean, people think
I see it at the board level when these parents come in and their child could do no wrong. And you're saying, oh, my God, he was seen by five people doing this. My kid would never do
that. Absolutely. Well, and here's the rest of it, that 100,000,000%, and I want everyone to listen to this. Tell me, you should be worried, everybody, about these. You shouldn't just shake this off like, oh, no big deal, no big deal. If you hear me, what I'm about to say, that these are also part of antisocial personality disorder, which is also sociopathology, and you just shake this off as no big deal, then that shows right then that you are very desensitized to what's going on around you. All right, you ready? Do we have time?
All right. I'm taking notes.
Okay. Acting kind or exhibiting superficial charm to resolve personal goals. Do we not see teenagers do this or parents?
Oh, yeah.
Exuding a sense of superiority or arrogance.
Wow.
Partaking in impulsivity and being prone to taking risks or engaging in dangerous behavior. TikTok challenges, anybody? With little regard for how it may affect others. A lack of empathy or compassion towards others. Being dishonest or lying to people in the general population. Okay, again, all these social media people that are on there. A shaky moral code or belief system and a difficulty following societal norms. And a lack of regard for rules. All of this goes into antisocial personality disorder or sociopathology. And I don't know. Am I the only one that sees this?
Oh,
more
no.
And more in this generation?
No.
So that's it, parents. Right there, that's it. It is not this, you know, I murder people, I'm a mass shooter. No, that's what it is. Four or more of those, and you are on a path, or your child is on a path to this. So,
you know, it's fun when I sit there, let's just as a board member, I watch other board meetings and city council meetings, and you see people get up there. I bet you could tag these people in a heartbeat as to what they are and what their kids must be like.
Oh, it'd be so fun. Yes, I could. But you see that the, you know, apple doesn't fall far from the tree, I'm sure. You know, I saw this in even council meetings where people would just come up there and start screaming at, like, me. And I'm like, what? Hello? Did you have a question?
I'm used to it.
Right? It's like, I don't even know you. And they're shaking their finger, and I'm like, oh, okay.
I had a parent call me tonight, really, this afternoon. She called me and she said, you know, I'm sorry for what I did at the last board meeting. I need to apologize to you, but they were doing this to me, and I just couldn't take it anymore. And she said, I don't know how you do it. With all the nasties they throw at you, you just sit there and smile. You know? I go back to the days when my uncle, you know, when I was being teased about being Italian, he'd always say, look it. You can't fix stupid. People are stupid. So just smile at them.
You can't. I think that's one of the number one things I said Monday night to these parents, because, you know, like I said, they're probably 90% of the moms were really into it and you know, and just loving it and really taking notes, and I know they'll go out, but is to not take things personally. You know, not from the teenagers, not from naysayers, right. Not from people who are going to challenge, you know, your moral code. It's about them. It's not about you. And I love my cousin, Robert, who always says, you're just pissing off their demons. You know, he just sums it up. And he tells, you know, he tells his kids that, you're just pissing off their demons. I'm like, I love that. That just, it just paints a picture. It just makes you want to keep it on.
So, well, you know, the other part of that, too, is as a Christian, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, right? We wrestle against the powers. We're wrestling against somebody who's being influenced by Satan, in essence.
And people forget that.
Well, Christians forget that. They don't get
all the time.
You know?
No, and they are going to ruin their witness. And this is another thing I always say, you know, right on Facebook, is you're ruining your witness. Stop it. You can't win that fight. You cannot win the fight. And they're not interested. So you have to pray it out of them, or wait until they're interested. They know who you are. They know you're a Christian. They know you're solid. They know where to come back to, who to come back to. So.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, can you imagine if Jesus started apologizing for the people he teed off? Right, the people.
Oh my goodness! You know, another
thing that drives saying that because it makes people mad. Yeah,
and whatever. Another thing that drives me nuts too is when people, you know, actors or singers make a point, and it's a very valid point. It's truth. It's conviction, right? And then they get all this hate, and then they end up apologizing. I'm like, don't apologize. Now you just messed it up. Now I'm never going to listen to your music again because you suck.
Well, you had it happen. I don't know, one star today. I can't remember what her name was, but she pulled down her tweet where she supported Israel. You know, and I got a little irritated too because I put up a thing on my Facebook page as I stand with Israel, and you know, usually some of the funny stuff I get like 100 clicks on it. This one I got like 23. Like, are you guys for real? All right, gotta go for a break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. We'll be right back.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Don't receive your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5560. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, seriously. Don't be part of the problem. And the way you do that is you get informed. Once you get informed, you can take that information and use it to help people. Not to shove it in their face, but help people, seriously. Anyway, Dr. Marissa Belson joins me. She does every week. I always appreciate her talk, almost every week, I'll say, so I'm not a liar here. But, you got to take the information from her because I don't have a clue. Works out much better that way, too. I can claim, what do the politicians call it? Plausible deniability? I have no clue, so I didn't know. There you go. Yeah, you like that, huh? But, listen, some of these conditions that you're talking about, somebody just kind of sent me a very long email, but some of these conditions that you're talking about, right? They are truly been brought on by this intense time that kids spend behind computers, whether it's social media, video games, any of those things where you're your brain is constantly being fed information at a very high rate, isn't it?
Yes. I continue to be, unpleasantly surprised at how much parents are not understanding how much it affects, you know, social media, phones, all of that affects their children. And it's almost to the point that it has affected them so severely because most of these kids now have had them, right, since the beginning of their lives, that their brain is so rewired and so wired differently and developmentally that there's really no going back because it gets hardwired. I mean, the sooner you put a device in front of a child, it wires that way. And, you know, I don't think that it's an accident that we're seeing more brain cancer and brain tumors in now millennials. These things affect it. Phones affect our kids, never mind the 5G, the 4G. You know, that does as well. But the social media,
yep,
our social media definitely affects them. But, of course, it affects the prefrontal lobe, you know, the pressure of, oh, my gosh, I've got to be liked. I've got to have a YouTube channel or whatever it is now. It's TikTok, I think, TikTok and Insta and Reels and all of that. But, you know, what parents need to understand, you know, and I get this question all the time, how much is too much? And I tell them, and then they look at me like I'm like, what? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. What? More than 1 hour a day of social media and your children are up to 76% jump in depression and suicidal ideation.
Really?
In the next 3 years of their life. Yes.
Wow.
More than 1 hour of social media. That is how much it affects how we learn, how we speak, how we feel about ourselves, our impulse control, how we read a room, or a lack thereof, how we read social cues, and they put all that in. You've got to also understand that the brain is just a supercomputer. An example of that, if anybody's a driver that's listening, and you go to make a left turn, and there are cars coming to the right and cars coming to the left, do we put the accelerator on when cars are coming? We do not. We wait until it's clear. And the mathematical computation that we need to do in a split second to understand how fast and slow cars are coming and if we can turn left, I couldn't write it out on the chalkboard. I couldn't write it out. But that is just to show you how complex our brains are, our brain is. And to think that all of the inputs that our kids and our teens are getting up to age 25. And think of as adults, we can't even handle our responses on posts. Out of control, people.
Them
to? Oh, my goodness, Joe. No, yours are, you know, I know you, so at least I'm like, wow.
Mine are pretty sharp at times when I've had it with stupidity.
Kids can't handle it. I mean, they cannot. And so they're faking it because they don't want to, they're caving to peer pressure and they don't want to, you know, come to mom or dad or go to, you know, their friends and be like, oh, you know, hurt my feelings or what did you mean? So it is so damaging. And I am just saddened because a lot of what we see cognitively going on with teens and 20-somethings is irreversible, unfortunately. But, yes, more than 1 hour a day, and you
wow.
start
so,
to...
So when they get to that point where they've been watching the videos for so long, they've been watching that smartphone for so long, because I told you I went to another one of those smartphone presentations a few weeks ago. And
yes.
In the presentation were, you know, I don't know, MRIs or what have you, of the brain,
yeah,
and how it operates under certain conditions. But what they showed, too, is over a period of time, certain pathways were disappearing. And what he said was, when you don't, you know, when you use a certain pathway to figure things out, to work through things, that pathway becomes stronger and stronger and stronger. When you don't use it and you're being spoon-fed by a smartphone, that pathway goes away. The brain actually shuts it down, erases it, because it needs more space.
100%. I've talked about this as well. And also, when you, we've got kids that are starting to obsess about things, right? They obsess about how they look.
Yeah.
And having a channel, and oh, I want to be like them, and I want to be popular. That also grows the hypothalamus in the center of the brain, and that's where you obsess. That's where OCD is. And it grows that. And when you do that, you're basically starving out the ability to be calm, and that just furthers your anxiety and your OCD. And it takes, again, we always talk about rehab is 90 days minimum, you know, to make a difference, because it takes a minimum of 90 days, 3 months for the brain to retrain, regenerate, and calm down. And that means no social media, basically, whatever you're obsessing about, for at least 3 months. I know.
Do you,
right?
Do you know when to get straight jackets? I mean, to put on your kids while you're... I mean, think about that.
Well, and never, and then there's that world. You know, I talk to these parents about these apps, you know, Saturn, and I saw several faces light up. They're like, oh, shoot, Saturn. My kid has Saturn. That's just Facebook for their high school. Yeah, Saturn allows predators to break in, pretend like they're your friend, your friend's friend, and say, oh, what's your schedule? Oh, hey, I brought you lunch. My mom's back here with us via Subway in the back of the school. Come on back. This is what's going on with Saturn, because the security is terrible. So, you know, I don't, come on, parents. Discord. I talk about Discord, huge with gamers, but you can have a whole new world with Discord where you can have all your extra apps that your parents don't know about within there. And then, of course, you know, we've got our Vault apps, Vault, V-A-U-L-T, where you've got an extra calculator where you click on calculator, and it's not a calculator. It's...
Oh, wow. Yeah, you told me about that.
Always. Well, Omegle is the worst, too. Omegle. All of you, any of you have children, teens that have Omegle, that is the number one predator app. That just needs to go. There's no... Oh, and every time a parent says that there's a new app for, you know, it's Kid Chat or it's a chat for teens, I guarantee you those are the ones... that predators go after. And someone just messaged me, how do you know about all these apps and about predators? Okay, that's too easy of a question, but thank you. My husband's a software engineer, and my husband and I did search and recovery for a ministry, and we found dead bodies thanks to apps and predators and online behavior that parents didn't know about. We found these poor missing children dead. And I don't want to find another body, and that's why I talk about this. And I don't want to talk to a parent again about why their child's dead. And oh, but they were straight A. I don't care. But they won pageants. It doesn't matter. But they went to church. You know what? And they're dead. And I'm sorry, but you missed the mark. And I don't say that to them. I'm just saying, you know, right now, it does, none of that matters. It does not matter how pretty your child is, how smart your child is.
No.
They're not smart if they got caught up with a predator. But again, that's the parent's job. It is not a job of a 13-year-old to tell if they're talking to a predator or not. And every single parent that is listening right now, if you have a child 13 or over, you need to sit down and watch Undercover, Underage, that entire series with them. And not at night, because it will freak them out, but you need to watch it. Undercover, Underage, 100%.
Is that the one where, you know, they think they're online with a young girl or something like that, when they're really online with a cop or something?
Yeah, it's actually volunteers that do, you know, search and rescue and for the missing, and it's volunteer girls that are women, they're women that look young enough, and they pretend to be underage girls talking to them, and they know how to talk. And Omegle is the number one app.
My daughter would never do that, talk to me. I mean, we've trained her so well, and she tells us everything. And you know what? We have to go. You can answer this in the next hour. I hear this all the time with some of the events I go to. You know, my daughter doesn't do stuff like that. Yeah, mine didn't either until she told me she was pregnant. Anyhow, talk about that more later. Thank God she doesn't listen to the show. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with Dr. B in the next hour. Be right back.